Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the ghost gene. Some families have it, some families don't.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could get episodes of the show without any commercials. You'll get the advance episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And it feels like forever since I've said this, but I'm Carol Hughes and Harper is with me today. You and I haven't chatted in forever.
Hello, hello, hello. It has been crazy.
I know, girl. It has been crazy. Because the last time we were supposed to record, my mother fell and I ended up spending the day at the ER. I don't really want to talk about that. It was not a great day. And then the holidays and everything else. And so here we are finally. I've missed you very much, my friend.
How much has it, like, how long has it been? Like, 3 weeks now?
No, it has been 5 weeks since you and I have talked.
Yes. That is more than a month.
Yes. Something like 5 weeks.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So let's not ever do that again, okay?
Yeah, let's like keep track of recording.
Because last time I talked to you was when you came here. And that was like this first weekend of December, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you were in my town. And so I got to see you, but I didn't get to see you long enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was quick.
You only really saw me for your like play thing.
Yeah, you came and saw my play and that was it. And then we went on to see Adam Sandler that night.
I was so mad that I couldn't go.
Because to see Adam Sandler, you had to be over 16. So, so your dad,
everybody,
Amanda, everybody, and I felt bad because you had to stay.
Well, it was me and my stepsister, Cambry. So it was okay.
Yeah. So at least I got to see you for a little bit that day at my play.
I really enjoyed the play, though. Like, y'all should go see that. It was really good.
It was a fun little show, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling Harper I've got another one that goes in rehearsal tomorrow night. It seems like one just closed and another one's opening, but I'm kind of excited. I think it'll be fun. It's always exciting to sit down with a cast for the first time and read through the show and see it all come together. For me, that's really fun.
Yeah.
Because really, my work is done here. Y'all take it and run with it. And let's have some fun. That's kind of where it's at now.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked ghosts for a long time.
No, we have not.
So you want to hear a ghost story?
I would love to.
Here we go. It says, I've had tons of paranormal experiences growing up. My parents and their parents have as well. We like to jokingly call it the ghost gene. And although I have had many paranormal experiences, I was fortunate enough not to have a negative experience until I was 15 years old. It was a weekend, so I didn't have any school, and my parents were both out of town for work. I had stayed by myself on the weekend numerous times, so I wasn't worried. I was lying in bed reading, had my radio playing in the background, and as I was reading, I heard something say my name. This caught my attention because I have a rather unusual name. I assumed that I had just shared the same name as the person being interviewed on the radio show. I thought nothing about it and picked my book up. Not even 5 seconds after I picked up the book, I heard my name called again, but louder this time. My bedroom was in the basement and the house was really old, so whenever someone moved upstairs, I always heard it, so I knew no one was at home. I put my book down, got out of bed. As I got up, I heard it again. And again, someone was repeating my name, getting so loud to the point where they were screaming. I don't like that at all. That would scare the crap out of me.
That would scare the crap out of me too. Uh-huh.
The progression was quick enough that it had gone from a speaking tone to screaming by the time I crossed the room to open my bedroom door. I turned the handle to open it and attempted to open it, but it wouldn't open. My door didn't lock, so at this point I knew someone was pushing my door to keep it closed. I shoved it hard, and it opened a tiny bit before a force pushed back against it, closing it again. I had two doors to leave my room. The other led to an office, so I ran to that door, only to be unable to open it as well. At this point, I was terrified. Whatever it was still screaming my name, and I couldn't escape my bedroom. Again, I threw my full body weight onto the door, and as soon as my body came into contact with the door, my body became freezing cold, and I just fell to the floor and passed out. When I woke up, it was about 4 hours later, and my entire house was wrecked. Everything in the entire house was thrown on the floor, books across the room from the bookshelves on the floor, bed linens ripped off all the beds. The house was a total disaster. Needless to say, I spent the remainder of my weekend cleaning the house. I have tons of stories and many more about that. I am quite certain is the same entity, and I would love to share them. I love your show. Not sure who sent that in, but that's the end of the story.
That is crazy that happened.
You know, it's interesting because, okay, so she or he, let's go with she, not sure. Let's say she was home. Okay, so the parents, it doesn't say anything about siblings. So it sounds like the parents are both out of town for work. So she's 15 and staying home by herself for the weekend is my guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So do you think this was paranormal? Or do you think it could have been somebody messing with her? The whole being passed out thing, I don't know. Like in movies, you see the frail woman who passes out because she was so startled or something. But not in real life. That doesn't happen very often. Someone's scared and passes out for 4 hours.
I don't really think it was like fear that passed her out. Maybe it was like the energy itself.
Maybe. Do you think the whole thing is paranormal, or do you think it could be someone was messing with her and there's some people who had come in their house? But then she did say that it was an older house and you could always hear people walking around and she didn't hear anybody walking around. So that seems weird that it would be a person.
I think we're real paranormal on this one. How about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn about it because it's so weird that the entire house was... It's weird that she would have passed out for 4 hours. Like, that would terrify me if something like that would happen and then I would have woken up 4 hours later, I'm assuming on the floor, to the house like that. I don't think I would have spent all that time cleaning it. I would have called my parents and been like, something horrible just happened to me. And gotten someplace safe.
I would have just fled.
Yeah.
Just bye.
You know, because her parents are going to think, oh, you had a party, you're 15, you trashed the house. You know, so I guess I get why she cleaned it up too. I don't know. The whole thing is just so strange.
Yeah.
I will admit that I have heard my name called by nothing. There was nobody there. That has happened to me before. But I don't know, like the whole thing about passing out for 4 hours and then waking up to your house being totally destroyed is really weird to me.
Yeah, because how else would that happen?
Here's what I would like. I would like to have a conversation with this person because I think it would be interesting to know, because it says, I have tons more stories and many more about that. I am quite certain is the same entity.
It'd be fun to interview this person.
Right. It would be interesting to know what else has happened. Has anything like this happened before? And I would also like to know, what about the parents? Have they had the experiences? Because she acted like at the beginning, the ghost genes, it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Because it's not J-E-A-N-S genes. It's G-E-N-E-S genes.
So I wonder if like, I want to hear like the other like people's like stories, because clearly if they're calling it like family genes, like hauntings and stuff, then there has to be like some sort of pattern that this like keeps happening to certain people like within the family.
Yes. And if it does happen in the family, she had to have told her parents. And how did they react to that?
That's something I want to know too.
Because I just don't think it would even be safe to be in the house if you've been passed out for 4 hours. Like, was this a medical emergency?
He comes and, like, wakes up to the house, like, completely trashed.
I don't know. It's just, that's very scary to me.
Yeah, that is horrifying.
So let's just say I have a lot more questions.
Yeah.
Here is another story. It says, hello, this is Justice. I'm from Western North Carolina. When I was younger, we lived in a house in the country. The house wasn't that old. In fact, it was as old as I was. I should probably add that me and my sister were what you would call a sensitive. We could always pick up on things that no one else could. In fact, when I go into a house and have knowledge that someone has passed in the house, but not knowledge where and how, I can always pinpoint the place they had passed and if it was a violent death or not. I don't share my gift with many people because it was always frowned upon by my family. I guess I should start my story. I'm sorry I tend to ramble. Anyway, my story started about a month or two after we moved into the country house. The first night, stuff started happening, and that was one of the scariest nights that has ever happened to me. It was around midnight, and I had started dozing off. Me and my sister shared a room, and we had bunk beds, and she always slept on the top bunk. Well, my sister woke me up, claiming she heard breathing. It only took me about a second to hear it myself, and it lasted about 2 minutes. My sister began to get scared and came down and climbed into my bed. She hated her gift, whereas I embraced it. It stopped for about an hour. We began to doze off again, even though all night we had the feeling like something was watching us. Well, as we began to doze off again, my picture frames were thrown off our large oak dresser, making me and my sister jump straight up. Neither of us had said a thing, for we knew at that point we had a paranormal visitor with us. It was as if it didn't want us to fall asleep. We both just snuggled down in bed, pulling the sheets up close to our heads. About 10 minutes later, we had the sheets ripped violently off the bed. I looked around the room and saw something dark in one of the corners. It was like a tall silhouette. I asked it what it wanted, shaking as I did so. My sister and I clearly heard it say, "Get out." Oh, I should say that in a creepy way. Hold on.
Get out.
Are you impressed by that?
Do you like it when I talk like that?
I don't. I don't like it. Like what? Like whatsoever.
Too creepy?
Yeah.
This one? Is this one better? You like that? That's kind of adorable, right?
That better? Sounds like a radio.
Like kind of like an old-timey radio voice?
Yeah, or like speakers like just coming out of somewhere.
Okay, now I'll just go back to regular old me. So the thing said, "Get out," which that would scare the crap out of me. We both ran out of the room and down to our spare bedroom. Neither of us told our parents due to their disbelief and disapproval of our gift. We both finally fell asleep in the other room, and ever since that night, we would hear walking in the house late at night and would see shadows, hear voices, and doors would slam. I learned from my close friend who lived close by that the people who lived in the house before us had a son who would do Ouija boards, seances, and demon risings in the basement. I would love to see what you guys think about it. Was it a ghost or a demon's presence? That is something I could never tell. I have so many other stories I would love to share. Thank you for doing the show. It lets me know I'm not alone in this world. I don't think for us that we can say just by reading this story, here's what that was.
You know what I can say, though?
What?
It's part of this complete family breakfast.
Where the heck did that come from?
I don't know. It's just all like, oh, the perfect happy family. Josh, the dad. The mom.
Megan.
The mom, Megan.
It's sad to me when kids experience stuff like that. Like at your age. You know, if you have something, I want you to always know you have someone you can go to that can help you. And so to me, it's sad that these two kids are experiencing something that terrifying and don't feel they have anybody to talk to. I don't like that. And it,
I don't like that either.
It's like, I would like to know, you know, even though the parents aren't believers, did they have things happen to them? Like, had the sheets ripped violently off the bed? That's a bit much. But, you know,
excessive.
I do think that if somebody's playing around with Ouija boards and doing seances and demon risings, however you do one of those, I don't even want to know. I don't need that knowledge in my head. I do think that you could be stirring some shit up in the house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, is it all connected? I don't know, but could be.
Not saying that you necessarily want it to be, but just don't do demon risings and seances in your house, I guess, is a complete lesson of this.
But I do know, like, the house I lived in, you know, I never saw somebody standing in my room that told me to get out, but I would hear walking in the house late at night, shadows, hear voices, doors would slam, all that stuff. I don't know what it was. So I do think that things like that can happen. Could it be connected to the other kid doing that? Could be. Could it be that, you know, something is in the house? Just your run-of-the-mill ghost? Could be.
Probably.
I don't know, but I wish I had somebody to talk to. So maybe they need an aunt or a friend or something.
Yeah, because Aunt Carol's right here, y'all.
You girls, you can call me anytime. Just reach out and let me know. I'm happy to help you. Send me an email. We'll figure out how to get together and talk about it. I've got one more story on this one. It says, I would like to tell you about one of my paranormal experiences growing up in Dallas, Texas, as a young boy. I'm a Hispanic male with Hispanic parents. Both were very religious people. They were Jehovah's Witnesses. Growing up, I lived a simple, nothing out of the ordinary life until I was 7. I was the only child, so I pretty much stayed to myself in my room or played outside. I had a very good imagination, but some things I saw were far from what a child that age could imagine. One of my encounters was when we were living in a duplex in Dallas. I had my own room, and my cousin lived with her parents next door on the other side of the duplex. I've always had problems with my eyes. I'm nearsighted, so growing up at that age, I could see well, but not clearly well, if objects were a few feet in front of me. I had some superhero figures that I would play with at times, so that day, I had tied up some yarn from my bed to the dresser. I was pretending that the figurine was grappling down the line to a building, so I had him holding on by its hand on the string. My back was towards the door to my room, and I was facing the window. I heard the door open, so I turned around to look. Something that looked like my cousin popped her head in to see me and stared, but didn't say anything. I ignored her, turned around, and kept playing. A few seconds later, I heard the door again, and the same thing happened. I was mad because she was bothering me, so I walked up to the door, slammed it in her face. A few minutes later, I was playing and it happened again, and this time I was furious, as a little boy 7 years old can be. So I opened the door and I didn't see her. I went to the living room where my dad was sitting watching TV. I said, "Dad, tell my cousin to stop bothering me. She keeps going in my room and opening the door." Dad looked at me confused and said, "Mijo, your cousin has not been here today and your tía is not home. They went out." As soon as he said that, this chill went down my back. I quickly ran to him and sat on the floor before him. I didn't go back into my room for 3 days. I slept with my parents. This was just one of the things that happened in that house. I remember being in the bathroom and hearing knocks and saying, "Who is it?" and getting no reply. And then seeing a toe, someone's toe, poking out from under the door crack, just a toe. I tried to recreate that, and it's hard to stick a regular sized toe under the door. I would hear my name being called and no one was around. I saw a figure of light in the kitchen while the lights were off, standing over the stove. It saw me and it began to run towards me. Okay, that one's scary. Many more weird things happened there, too many to count. Hopefully y'all will read this and it will encourage me to write some of the other times paranormal experiences got my mind doubting and telling myself, Did I just see that happen? Anyway, thanks for reading my story, and y'all have a wonderful day. That's from Junior. I totally get how you see that, and then you doubt it. It's like after it happens. Did that really just happen?
Yeah, I would doubt it too. Honestly, that would be terrifying.
But I think it's interesting when he's just playing with his toys, and it was so clear that he goes to his dad, and he's like, she keeps bugging me, make her stop, which is something a 7-year-old would do. It's like, Dad, yeah. Mom, tell her to knock it off. I'm trying to play and she's bugging me. And then to find out she's not even home.
That's like scary.
Which would be weird to square that up as a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Because you might not really know
how to comprehend that.
Yeah.
Or to understand that.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now, Harper. Last thing I want to see is some, even in real life, someone knocking on the door of the bathroom and their toe is like underneath the door peeking in. I don't want to see anybody's toe, let alone somebody who's not even there. That one's not creepy. Like that. It's like, put your damn toes away. It's creepy enough having to knock on the door and then seeing some creepy old toe. I don't like that.
And then find out that it's like not even real.
Right?
That's worse.
It's a ghost toe. And why is the ghost?
Hi.
Why is the ghost just showing a dang toe?
Maybe it sees through the toe. Who knows? Maybe
it's got an eyeball in the toe. It's just so funny. Like, why would a ghost be like, I'm just going to show him my toe? That'll creep him out. Because the knock on the door with nobody there isn't enough. But this toe thing is going to take this kid over the top. Showing my toes. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Please do that. We'd love to hear from you. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.